إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا بعد. My brothers and sisters, when you go to another country, you do some research about the place, and that research is relevant to and has to do with how long you plan to stay there. So if you are going to some country for a short holiday, you know, a weekend or maybe 3-4 days, 5 days, 1 week, then you do one level of research. You find out about conditions, you find out about the, first of all, about your arrival proceedings, whatever is, you know, immigration, customs, how is it, and so on and so forth. And then you are looking to see, you're going there for a holiday, so what are the sites to see, what are the things to do, what activities, and so on and so forth. But if you get a job in that country, so you are now going not for a holiday, you are not going for a week, you are going to migrate to that country. Migrate may not be in a permanent sense, but definitely long-term sense. So you're going to be living there for the next few years. Then the kind of research you do about that country is very different. Your immigration proceedings and so on, you will have, I mean, that's the same thing you might do. But other than that, that research, you are not going to be looking at what are the sites to see, which restaurants to eat in, and you know, what holiday activity. You will look at many other things. You will first of all look at the cost of living, you know, what does housing cost, and if you have children, you know, what schools will they go to, and what is the cost of schooling, what is the cost of food, overall cost of living, what is the kind of taxation, what kind of hospitals are there, what sort of health facilities, what is the crime scene like, is there a crime in the country, no crime in the country, what is public transport like. So now you are looking at a lot of other things. Because you are going to be living there. Somebody going on a holiday, if he asks you for information and you give him this information, you know, this is what schools are like, this is what hospitals are like, he will say, I mean, why are you telling me, what should I do with this? I mean, you know, I'm not interested in schools. But for somebody who is going to migrate, and you tell him, you know, go to this mountain or that beach. So the point is that the kind of information that we look for depends on the duration for which we plan to stay in that place. Number one. Number two, that information you don't have, I don't have, because we have never been to that country. It's a new country. So you ask somebody who has been there, you ask someone who knows about it. And then you make sure that person who you are asking is reliable. But once you are sure of that this is a reliable person or reliable agency, then you rely on that information, you believe that information. TripAdvisor, for example, has become a big business and extremely influential in promoting of holidays for exactly the same reason. I mean, TripAdvisor is a very simple idea of putting people's comments in a publicly accessible database. That's basically what it is. So today it has got to a point where practically every resort, every hotel and so on in the world, they find value in being on TripAdvisor, and they go to a lot of trouble to see that the reviews are good, because if you get some bad reviews, then it actually affects the people who come to you and so on. So basically it's the same thing, which is you're asking people about the place. Now, what I want to remind myself and you about is that this reminder is not about holidays or migrating. This is about what migrations that we have to do. All the migrations that I mentioned are voluntary. We choose to go or we choose not to go. But this one is definite. There's no choice. I have lived in several countries, and from South America to Saudi Arabia to America to UK, you know, Malaysia, all different places. And there were two places that I was supposed to go to that I chose not to go after checking. One was Assam and the other one was Bombay. He even went to the extent of looking at flats in Bombay and all that, and then made Toba and decided not to move. So when I'm saying about moving, it's a very serious matter. It's something that you think seriously about. And therefore, this migration that we have to do, all of us, this is to not just to another country, but this is to another world. And this migration is, first of all, it is not voluntary. You can't say, no, sorry, I'm not going. And secondly, it is forever. It's, you know, once you have gone, you've gone. The question is, what is our preparation for that? Now, question of TripAdvisor on it. There is no TripAdvisor in that sense. There is no one who went there and came back. But Alhamdulillah, we have the most reliable basis of information, which is the Kitab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which mentions what is there in that world. The ayat of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, which we read in Fajr, talk about one aspect of that, which is the good aspect of that. What will happen to people who are the Muqarrabun and the Ashab al-Yameen, the people who are close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and the people who will be given their book of deeds in their right hand. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to include all of us among them, inshallah. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned some of the things that will be there. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned about his Jannah, that it is something that you cannot imagine. أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيْنٍ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, this is something which we have kept hidden, which if the people knew, those who deserve it, and inshallah we ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give it to us out of His mercy, not because we deserve it. Allah said that it will be the coolness of their eyes. They will be so happy to see what I have prepared for them. So we have this information. We have this information, alhamdulillah, with regard to that world which we will all go. Second thing is that just like any migration in this world, when you move from one country to another country or one city to another city, there is quite a lot that you can do which is in your hands. And given, assuming that you have, you know, if not unlimited funds, then definitely at least enough funds, then you can choose to say, well, you know, I'm going to live in this particular place, I'm going to have this kind of a house, and so on and so forth. I mean, some countries, for example, you know, South Africa, Nigeria, and all that, issues of security and whatnot. But you can say, okay, there is a lack of security, but I will choose to live in a very high security compound. So I will not live generally in the mohallas, but I will live in this high security compound. I am going to have this nice fancy villa in this high security compound. So if you have the money, you can do that. And presumably you are relatively safe. Now you can't live there, you still have to come out. But anyway, at least to whatever extent you are safe. So in this case also, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala put this in our hands. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, do what you want to do depending on what you want to have. The amal that you do here has an effect in the hereafter. Among the stories of Mi'raj, the Rasulullah mentioned, he said that Ibrahim alayhi salam said to him, tell your people that Jannah is a flat land. It's a plain. There's nothing on it. It's just one flat land. And tell your people that it is up to them what they want to plant there. Make your own Jannah. Now the beauty is to realize that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala did not give us that freedom in this world. In this world, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wrote for us what there is. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave us the freedom only to choose where you want to get it from. Quantum of money, quantum of health, quantum of life, quantum of strength, quantum of influence, number of children, this, that, whatnot. This has not been given into our hands. Right? Whether you will get married, not get married, all this is written. This is part of your risk. Everything, how much knowledge you will have, all part of your risk. What Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave us control over was, when the time for marriage comes, who will you marry? How will you choose? When you have children, what will you do with them? Will you bring them up as means of sawabul jariya or azabul jariya? Which one? When you have wealth, how will you earn this wealth? From where will you earn it? Where will you spend it? Right? Your influence, what will you do with it? Use it for good or bad? And so on and so forth. Knowledge, will you keep it to yourself? Will you use it for bad means or will you spread it in the world? Try to do good. So for in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us freedom. We have limited ikhtiyar, we have limited freedom, limited choice and limited control over what we can do. But in the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us absolute control. Absolutely, there's no boundary whatsoever, there's no control over what you want. In Jannah, you want this, you can have that. Whatever, I mean, anything you can imagine, whatever you want, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left it open. Take it, what you want, write it for yourself. That is why the famous quote of Sayyid Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she said that every one of you is an author. Every one of you is an author. And your book will be published on the day of judgment. What a beautiful quote. She said, every one of you is an author. And your book will be published on the day of judgment. And then that book will be given into your right hand or your left hand. This is the issue. So right now we are authors, we are writing our books. You can write, you can rewrite, you can cut, paste, you can delete, you can rub out, you do what you want. All of this is possible. Even what you have written, you can rewrite. You can rub it out, gone. Alhamdulillah. And this is what tawbah and istighfar is. Allah, I made some mistakes, I make tawbah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to forgive. But once the book is published, which is the day we die, that's the day of judgment as far as we are concerned, then there is no change in the book. Like it happens in this world, once your book is published, it's published. In this case, there's no rewriting of the book. So preparation, Allah has given us full and complete control. The question to ask, that I ask myself and I request you to ask yourself is, what kind of preparation have we done? And what kind of preparation do we plan to do? And even if you say, well, you know, I have not prepared anything, it's okay. But we are still alive, alhamdulillah. So we can prepare starting from now. There's nothing to stop us from preparing, no matter how late in life we start. No matter. There's a very good friend of mine, I met him recently in Malaysia. He's an American ex-military officer who came to Islam. Now he's in his 70s. So he came to Islam probably post-60 or something. He was retired and all that, he was reading something and so on. He accepted Islam. His wife left him, his children left him. So he was in the middle of nowhere in America. So he decided to move to some other country. He advertised, wanted to get married, so he found there was a lady in Malaysia who was willing to marry him, so he moved to Malaysia. And he lives there now, he and his wife, alhamdulillah, both beautiful people. I met them both and, you know, very, very nice people. And now his concern, his focus is my salah, my this. What should I do and so on and so forth. He asked questions, may Allah bless him and him and his wife and give them a great life. The point is that tail end of his life, whenever, you know, Allah halam, how long he has to live, may Allah give him a good and healthy life right to the end, him and his wife and everybody and all of us, inshallah. But the point is that no matter when you come to Islam, no matter when you get hidayat, you can always rechange your life. I mean, whatever this man did or didn't do, wallah alam. But now, he is on the right path, inshallah. And if he sticks to that, then inshallah al-Mustan, Jannah is his. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. And the same thing comes for all of us. No matter when you start, the thing is to look forward and say, now onwards, what will I do? Don't get stuck in the past. What will I do from now onwards? And this is the question I want to ask myself and you, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that easy for us and to not allow shaitan to delay us and procrastinate in doing good. Start with tawbah, which is where it begins, and go forward inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.